the man that says what the people need to hear.
Somebody need to hear this.
That's right.
He's going to be bringing you the word each and every week. You better not only be ready, but stay ready.
Stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
The time is up. It's the moment you've been waiting for. He's here. It's the Raw and Uncut Podcast with Pastor Radden. Service starts now.
Praise the Lord, saints of God. Amen. I know that God did make a way. Hallelujah, God. Because if it had not been for the Lord that was on your side, where would you be? Hallelujah. What an awesome song. He did make a way. Bless your holy name. And you say, I don't know how, but he did it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We got to keep praying, keep believing, keep fasting, keep trusting. Hallelujah, God. That God will make a way. Bless your holy name, God. And you'll be saying the same thing. I don't know how you did it, but you did it. Hallelujah. But all I know is I'm thankful that he did. Bless your holy name, God. Bless your name. Let us go into a word of prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for this Sunday, God. We thank you for this day, another day that you have made in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Lord. Thank you for waking us up in our right mind, God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for waking us up, Heavenly Father, with a mindset to give you praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus, because you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, God. Father God, I pray, Lord, that we keep you first in all things and everything, God. Our hallelujah belongs to you. Our praise, our worship, our prayers, our lifestyle, it belongs to you, Father God, and none other, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord. Bless this service on today, God. Have your way and your will be made in the mighty name of Jesus, because it's not about us, God. It's all about you in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. Lord, I pray, Lord, that I will decrease, Father God, and you shall increase in the mighty name of Jesus. And the word that goes forth, it shall not come back void in the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen. 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 You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, God. Thank you, Lord. My God, I don't know how he did it, but he did. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know, that's something that we all can say, because there's nothing that we can do on our own. Hallelujah. Without God, we are nothing. Without him, we can do nothing. Hallelujah. Amen. He's the reason why you're breathing right now. He's the reason why you're sitting up right now. It's nothing that you did on your own. You didn't wake yourself up. I don't care what noise probably disturbs you, being an alarm clock, being a noise outside, whatever it was Jesus that got you up this morning. And therefore, he deserves all the praise and glory. Hallelujah. That's why you say, thank you, Jesus, for waking me up to see another day. Because it was nothing that we have done and nothing we done to deserve to be here today. Hallelujah, God. Amen. You got to humble yourself enough to say something like that. Hallelujah. Because there's nothing that we have did. Hallelujah. Bless your name. I thank God for being in your presence one more time. I thank God for another opportunity to come before you to bring the word. Amen. I would like to thank our pastor, amen, in Jesus' name, the head of this church, the senior pastor, bless your holy name, God, hallelujah, God, of Restoration Community Outreach, and our bishop, our overseer, in Jesus' holy name, God, I pray that God continue to bless them. As always, always keep your leaders in prayer, always pray for your pastor and bishop at all times, every day, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah, God. The enemy always, he wants to attack, and he starts from the head on down. In the mighty name of Jesus, he wants to scatter the flock. You got to pray for them. You have no idea the things what they be going through, the things that they see in the spirit, the things that they hear. That's why it's so important to pray for your leaders. Hallelujah, God. Many times they lose sleep while we're sleeping, while they're up praying, fasting, doing all kinds of things. So please, always keep your leaders in prayer. Hallelujah, God, because it's a spiritual warfare. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, bless your name. And today I want to talk about being on one accord. I thank God for each and every last of one of you that are here on today. God bless you in Jesus' holy name, God. But this is a subject, amen, and you wonder why things fall apart, amen, including some churches, the nation, marriages, all kinds of things will fall apart when you stop being in agreement.
Amen.
When you get out of accord, amen.
Yeah.
And we're going to go over a few scriptures today talking about being on one accord. Hallelujah, God. Because I know for one, this nation is sharply divided on different things, on all kinds of issues. Sharply. A lot of times, for the most part, you can kind of like be in agreement, but over these last 4 to 5 years, it's been a very sharp divide. Either you're one side or the other, and that's it. And nobody's giving an inch, and nobody's budging.
Amen.
That's a divide. That's not being on one accord. But yet the Pledge of Allegiance always says one nation under God. This nation is so divided. And right now with all of that, and there's no way that can be true. I get what they're probably trying to say, but there's a lot of division going on. And that's not good when it comes to a lot of division. Amen. See, first and foremost, we'll go ahead and we'll start off in 1 Corinthians. Amen. And it talks about what Paul has said, that's something that he had heard. But see, he's given out some good knowledge and information on 1 Corinthians in the first chapter in the 10th verse. Apostle Paul is saying that, "Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you shall speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but there be that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." Apostle Paul is telling us to be in the same judgment, in the same mind, that there be no divisions among you. Now see, he's talking to the saints of God, those that follow Christ.
Amen.
Now that would be a bold-faced lie if I were to stand here before you and to say that the whole body of Christ is on one accord.
That's right.
And that's not true. Sadly, it's not true.
Amen.
Should be, but we're not.
Right.
You know why? Because you got different denominations out there that believe different things.
Amen.
That's why we're not on the same accord. We go over some of that in just a few. But we need to be on one accord. There's power when you're together.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah, God. Amen. What's the old saying about a family that stays together, or they pray together, they stay together,
uh-huh,
and different things like that?
Amen.
But see, first, you have to pray together first.
Come on.
If everybody's not on the same agreement, if everybody's not in the same voice, if everybody's not in the same mind, that's division.
Yes, amen.
So how can you stay together if you're not praying together? Hallelujah,
right.
God. And just right there, just flipping over one book. In the book of Romans, chapter 15, verse 5 and 6. And the word says that, Romans 15, chapter 5, verses 5 and 6, it says, "Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded, one toward another, according to Christ Jesus."
Amen.
"That you may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ."
Amen.
So a message is being put here for us to be all on the same mind and be on the same one accord. Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
It says the same mouth to glorify God. Bless your holy name. When you have so many different things, you have the Catholics, they believe in one way. Jehovah's Witnesses do their thing how they believe. You have apostolic, you have Pentecostal, you have Church of God in Christ, you have Church of Christ, you have Church of God, you have AME, you have all of these different things, Church of Latter-day Saints, and all of that type of stuff, with different dialogues. You have one that don't believe that God and Jesus are the same.
Uh-huh.
They don't believe in the Trinity. You have one that may believe that you're not saved unless you only speak in tongues and all of that type of stuff.
Yeah.
You have the vision about whether just be in Jesus' name and why you don't baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
That's not being on one accord.
That's right.
You have some that think we're wrong because we have a lady as a pastor.
Amen.
And you talk about division right there.
All right.
You talk about division. You know how many churches and people believe that a woman ain't got no business being in the pulpit, let alone being a pastor?
Mm-hmm.
We done visited churches. We have all kind of women ministers and speakers, but they out in the pews, though. None of them in the pulpit, none but men.
That's right.
Some churches believe in that.
Mm-hmm.
That's division. What difference does it make if it's the word of God and it's the truth? What mouth it come out of?
Come on.
Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
I have no idea why people are so hung up on that. Well, the Bible says a woman ain't supposed to be in charge. Where? Where? You interpreting this all wrong.
That's right.
All wrong. You interpreting that all wrong.
All right.
You mean to tell me you got an issue with just what her sex is, and it's the word of God that's coming out of her mouth?
Come on.
She's getting souls saved. It's about Christ. Isn't that what it's all about?
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
That's division. That's not being on one accord. tell me that God is somewhere up in heaven mad because women is preaching the word? You mean to tell me on judgment day, he going to tell every female pastor, every female apostle, every female bishop, depart from me, you son of iniquity, and they've been down here preaching God's word?
Come on. Help us.
I even heard one man say, I can deal with her if she has the title pastor, but when a woman is a bishop, that's where I draw the line. There's all kind of bishop pastors out there, female pastors. It's female apostles out there. But that's where he say he draw the line at. They have the title pastor, fine. But a bishop, no, I can't honor that. I heard a man say that. Now you tell me if it ain't division in the house of God when it comes to that. That's why we need to be. You just heard what apostle said. Let there no be no divisions among you.
None.
With one mouth, one mind, glorifying God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
That's how it's supposed to be.
That's right.
And see, and people can pick up on that type of stuff that the church is not in agreement. We're supposed to be loving one another. John 13:34-35, he said, you know, that's how the church is going to know that that we're his disciples and we love one another. In John 13:34-35, he says, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. In verse 35, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples if you have love one to another.
Amen.
We're supposed to love one another, saints of God. But see now, if somebody believes different than me, I still love them, but you know, but we're not 100% in agreement. I love my apostolic brothers.
Right.
I love them. But we're not always in agreement. Just because, especially just because you don't like, agree that a female should be a pastor, I still love you though. We're not in agreement. Hallelujah, God. And then in turn, I always have to return, one, my mother was a pastor.
Amen.
Two, I serve up under a female pastor now, and?
Amen.
Am I not right for that? Am I out of order? Am I wrong for that? I don't think so.
Right.
Come on.
And I will continue to stay up under my pastor until God himself tell me to leave or to move.
That's right.
Until then, as long as I'm getting fed, as long as I'm getting good teaching, why move?
Amen.
Why leave?
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God. Get who mouth it come out of, as long as it's the truth. Why do people get hung up on that? Flesh.
Yes.
Hallelujah, God.
Yes.
Get on one accord. Hallelujah, Jesus. This nation is sharply divided.
Yes, it is.
Get the vaccine. Don't get the vaccine. All of that. Just a sharp divide right there.
Mm-hmm.
People are dying left and right. Hallelujah, God. My 16-year-old just got his second shot yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Fully vaccinated now. Hallelujah. The whole house is vaccinated except one. I got one more to go. Hallelujah, God. I got one more to go. Hallelujah, God. You know who I'm talking about. Amen. Hallelujah, God. Got one more. Hallelujah, God. Because see, people, you got to realize something. You can't listen to all of this foolishness that's out here in the street.
Amen.
If something was wrong with me, it would have happened. It would have been happened by now. I've been fully vaccinated since April.
Come on.
No blood clots, no nothing. I ain't been going back and forth to the doctor, but this ain't been happening to me ever since I got the shot. Ain't none of that been going on.
Amen.
Just
say
as
it.
Fine and as normal as I can be.
Say
if something would have happened, it would have been happened by now.
Come on.
That's been since April. My wife been vaccinated since February. Mm-hmm. If something would have happened, it would have been happened by now.
That's right.
I don't know why people can't get that through their head.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
But it's all a government conspiracy, I guess, Bishop. Somebody got a button, they can press a button, and we all just disappear and fall out and all kind. It's all kind of foolishness that's out there. But you know what? But nevertheless, we need to be on one accord, saints of God.
Yes.
We need to be on one accord because the Bible tells us to do so. And that's how it says, if we love one another, that's how the world are going to know that we're his disciples.
That's right.
But how can we love one another with all this division?
That's right.
Man. It causes conflict. It causes arguments. Why are saints of God arguing about what's in the word?
Yes.
Because see, I'm going to tell you, just by doing a little research, see, apostolics, they defend what they do now about baptizing in Jesus' name. And they use scripture to verify it. They say, yes, it says that baptizing everyone in the Father, the name, and the Holy Ghost. But it says, Jesus and the Father, they the same. They Jesus. It says the Holy Ghost came in the name of Jesus. They used the scripture to back that up. And they say, and after that commandment was made to baptize in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, Peter, Philip, and Apostle Paul, all baptized in Jesus' name. It says, so therefore, that's why we baptize in Jesus' name, and I encourage you to do so. That's what it says. And they got all the scriptures, because Philip baptized people in Jesus' name. Apostle Paul did it, and we know Acts 2:38, when Peter said to be baptized in Jesus' name, that's what they go by. That's exactly what they go by, and they ain't budging. They say, after that commandment was named, three people baptized. The three baptisms they talk about, and it was all in Jesus' name. Amen. And they use scripture to verify all of it. And they say, that's why we do that. And that's just what they do. That's part of their bylaws and stuff, and that's what they do. But the point is, but it says this, Father and Son and the Holy Ghost. A lot of times when we do baptism, we do name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. We cover all bases.
Amen.
But like Bishop said alone, he is one. You don't know what the hang up is. He's still one. Yes, it's Jesus, but the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. That's written in red.
Yeah.
He says that. But you know what? It is what it is. That's their bylaws. But we need to be on one accord.
Amen.
And you wonder why is maybe possibly why there's not enough power and things to go around, because there's so much divisions out there.
Uh-huh.
Heard a man say some years ago, talking about speaking in tongues. He said people speak in tongues just to show out, just to show everybody what they can do.
Uh-huh.
That's all they're doing. They're just getting up so they can be seen speaking in tongues. I've heard that.
Uh-huh.
There are people that believe in that. You ain't gonna tell some people talking about they ain't got no Holy Ghost, they speak in tongues. They say, who are you to tell me something like that? You gonna tell me I'm not blessed of God because I don't speak in tongues? Man, please. You'll start a fight, you'll tell somebody they ain't got no Holy Ghost because they don't speak in tongues. Now remember, it is a gift, so everybody don't have that gift now.
Amen.
It's a good gift to have. And a lot of times you see in the scripture, we prayed in the Holy Spirit and all of that, but some people, no, I'm not doing that. If ain't nobody there to interpret it, then some they just all out of order. I mean, I done heard all of that type of stuff. Once again, it's a lot of divisions and disagreement. But we have to pray to the Father. We have to be on one accord. We must be in agreement. Hallelujah, God. Marriages, things can fall out of order if you're not one in Christ. Your household, that's what, see, in Matthew 12 and 25, it says, a city or a house divided against itself shall not stand. A city or a house.
Mm-hmm.
The husband and wife is not in agreement. How can they get along?
All right.
How can they stand together? How can you fight in the spirit if you have a disagreement like that? If you disagree in the spirit, hallelujah, God. That's why he done the word, says to be not unequally yoked. Lord knows if, and you know, if something was to happen to my wife and I call myself trying to remarry, why would I marry a Jehovah's Witness?
Come on.
Her beliefs is totally different from mine.
That's right.
Totally different. That's not gonna mix. That's oil and water.
Come on.
All right.
I would implore that the single people need to find somebody who believes in what you believe in.
All right.
If you know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light, you need to find you a man or a wife that believes the same thing.
That's right.
Hallelujah, God. Because if it's something different, it's gonna cause arguments, it's gonna cause mistrust. You go to this church, then y'all go to that one, and then we just come back home when church is over. Why should it have to be that way?
Mm.
Husband and wife should be going to church together.
Amen.
For the most part. I mean, just because of belief now, all of that's will be straightened out before you get married, number one.
Amen.
I don't care how fine he or she is. Mm-hmm. If they don't believe what I believe in Christ, it can't happen, saints.
Amen.
And it's not going to happen. My salvation, my life, that's way more important than who I live with every night.
Come on.
If she don't believe that Jesus is Lord, it can't be.
Amen.
How can I get with somebody who practices Islam? We don't believe in the same thing. Hallelujah, God. And sadly, you got a lot of that going on. We might agree on everything, a bunch of different things with food to eat, TV shows and all of that. But what about the creator of your soul,
the
author and finisher of your faith? You got to be on one accord, saints of God.
You better preach it.
You cannot have all of this disagreement and whatnot. Hallelujah, God. Agreement. Being on one accord. If you stand together, yes, your house will stand. But in divided, the word says it will fall.
Yes,
it will. Hallelujah, God.
Preach it now.
Now, yes, there have been in some cases where, like my wife was going to church and I was at home. Yes, I grew up in it. I knew the way and whatnot. That's what she wanted to do, fine. But through prayer and through God, then eventually I came on in. Hallelujah,
wow.
God. I don't advise that for everybody because sometimes it don't work that way.
Amen.
Then it'll just be years and years and years of one going to church and the other one staying at home. But the point is, you got to be on one accord.
Amen.
In agreement. And don't let nothing get in your way. If your job that you work on goes against your Christian beliefs and principles, then you don't need to be there.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now, I know some people, you got to do what you got to do. But what if I worked at a liquor store before I got saved and then all of a sudden I got saved? How did that line up now? Me giving people liquor, but yet I'm a child of the Most High God. Now, just because it happened because I was saved, now it's time to pray and it's time to get up out of there and to do something else.
That's right.
What about driving a Budweiser truck? I'm saved. I'm just delivering beer to the stores, Bishop. That's all I'm doing. That's all I'm doing. Going from store to store, delivering all the Budweiser that they could possibly want. Now, how does that look, Pastor so-and-so, driving a Budweiser truck? A Coors Light and all of that type of stuff. But you're supposed to be a man or woman of God. It don't look good, saints of God. I'm quite sure God will give you something else if you fast and pray and ask for God, because that ain't going to feel right. Doing something, it should mess with your spirit. Even if you're making good money, saints of God, money ain't everything, as we know. I'm quite sure God will give you something else to do if you're out here delivering beer and alcohol in places and you call yourself a man or a woman of God. Because it wouldn't sit right with me, I know. But that's what I'm saying, being in agreement. Hallelujah, God. Pastors have assistant pastors up under them and ministers. Remember what happened when Lucifer, when his heart got lifted up, immediately he got kicked out of heaven.
That's right.
Immediately, mm-hmm. His heart got lifted up. Started thinking about himself. He wasn't on one accord no more with Christ. And Christ had to get rid of him.
That's right.
No belong there. Don't belong there no more. How did that feel now? I disagree with Pastor. I don't go along with the vision. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in half church service on Friday night and all of that type of stuff, so therefore I ain't coming. You know, I got stuff to do on Friday night and whatnot. You know. Bishop didn't want to come up here and cut the grass. I don't feel like doing all that. They cut it some other time. He got a rhyme. I'm going to let him cut it by himself. What I need to come up here for? See, that's being out of agreement. And it starts spending. Put it out there to ask and put the text out there. Let's come on up here and cut the grass. No, I ain't doing that. It's Saturday. That's my time. I done worked all week. You have people that think like that now.
Yeah, be careful.
People that think like that.
That's right.
Whenever you go against your pastor and bishop, that's not a very wise choice to make. Especially when it comes to the vision of the church and doing things on your own.
Yeah.
If that's the case, it's time for you to turn in the key and it's time to go.
Amen.
You don't want to do what you got to do here, then go start your own place up. Same thing with children in the house. You want to do things on your own, time for you to get your own place.
Amen.
You can't come in here 3, 4, 5 in the morning. You want to do that, get your own house and all of that type of stuff. It's rules and regulations here. No, you can't have girls and boys sleeping up in here. Go get your own place. Because when it gets to the point when you're not in agreement, you got to go.
Amen.
God did it to Lucifer.
Preach it.
Parents do it to children, and pastors do it to assistant pastors. Mm-hmm. When you get to that point, you got to go. We're looking at things too differently now. We're not in agreement now. And that's not right. And thank God that you don't have a pastor that's a dictator. At least for the most part, she would say, let's have a vote on it.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just saying, if this were the highway, some things, yes. But some things she'll say, well, let's vote on it. Let's see what it says. Majority rules. Let's go.
Amen.
The Lord knows. If it was up to me, we'd be out of here every Sunday at 10 o'clock. But see, we had a vote on it. And everybody decided not to do that. 8 o'clock every morning, we'd be up in here. Praise the Lord, everybody. 8 o'clock, we'd be up in here. First Nazareth, 7:45, they'd be up in there, boy. Rolling. I said, yes, sir, I can deal with that. 9 o'clock, you back at the house. You done praised God already. But see, we had a vote on it. That's fine. I'm still here. Did I get all upset and leave? No. We compromised. Pastor say, fine, we'll have 8 o'clock on 5th Sunday. All right, then, Pastor. That'll work. I didn't get all my demands, but I got one of them. Amen. That's fine with me. See, that's a good compromise there. The Lord knows when Bishop was the pastor, we was all up in here, 5th Sunday and everything, with no breaks, no games on Wednesdays, nothing. When Bishop was pastor, boy, we was up in here. I don't care if it was the 5th Wednesday. We was up in here hardcore Bible study, boy. When he was up in here,
amen.
I said, thank God, boy, pastor can give us a little break every now and then. But you learn a lot from them trivias, and we have fun when we do that.
Amen.
You learn a lot from that. Well, when Bishop was right, boy, during the day, when you get on that horse, you got on that saddle, and you rode with him, boy.
Amen.
And that's just it. 5th Sunday and all. 5th Sunday, just like this, a regular, we was all up in here. And wasn't no coming in here early. None of that. Hallelujah, God. But Pastor come and she changed things a little bit. Amen. And everybody's all in one accord. We're in agreement. Everybody's happy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
yes,
God.
Yes.
One accord. No divisions.
No divisions.
Hallelujah, God. Churches can't stand. They can't last if there's too much division.
You say it. Say it.
I should not have to stop talking to a brother in Christ because of certain things or whatnot. We should be in agreement. The bottom line is serving God.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. We can come together. That's why I say, well, if two or three walking, they should be in agreement.
Yeah.
They agree. They can't be together unless they're in agreement. Hallelujah, God. Amen. We can come together and serve God. Amen. We can do that. But that's what it has to be. If you invite me to your church, I got to know what you're doing. First of all, I got to know who you're serving up. I just don't go anywhere.
Amen.
Hallelujah,
amen.
God. We got to be in agreement. As long as you're serving Jesus Christ, I'm with that. That's huge, saints of God. How can you get blessed if you're out of agreement? How can you get blessed if you don't lie, do things lining up according to God's will? Hallelujah, God. You got to be in agreement. Marriages have to be in agreement.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, God. In order for it to stand, in order for it to bond, in order for it to be strong, you have to be in agreement. The husband can't go one way and the wife go another way.
Amen.
It has to be an agreement there. Because see, you come from two different backgrounds. You was raised a certain way. You was raised a certain way. And you got to come together to make that jail.
Amen.
Your wife might not believe in washing clothes on Sunday. Well, you might do. Whatever the case may be.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. See, my wife used to have that foolishness, don't wash clothes on New Year's Day because you go wash somebody out of the family.
Yeah.
Them old wives tell, that's that old Georgia hoodoo.
All
right. That old type of foolishness.
Yeah, it's Newberry too.
Just see that see, that's that hoodoo. Don't wash clothes on New Year's Day because you go wash somebody out the family? What kind of garbage is that? And didn't play that neither. At one time, no, ain't nobody wash no clothes up here. Okay, fine. But then it got to the point, I said, you know what? I'm going to wash clothes just for spite. I'm going to wash some clothes. You sit here and tell me that mess, that somebody getting washed out of the family with that garbage? Hallelujah, God. People are raised from different backgrounds, and you got to come together to make it work.
That's right.
With certain things, because people believe in certain things. You got to talk that out. That's why you're caught. That's why you have counseling. Hallelujah, God. Because everybody got to know their roles. The husband has to know his role. The wife has to know her role. The children have to know their role. That's being in agreement.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. Amen. And that's being on one accord.
Yeah.
Everybody has to know their role. If you stay in your lane, then everything will be just fine. Hallelujah, God. But you must be in agreement, or else your house divided, it will fall. That ain't me, that's scripture. Hallelujah, God. That's scripture.
Say it.
One accord, in agreement. I can't stress that enough. Apostle Paul said, let there be no divisions among you. Hallelujah, God. And sadly, too many people disagree on too many things. Hallelujah. It's just so much disagreement in the church and outside of the church. Hallelujah, God. Somebody has to be the voice of reason. That's why a lot of places you have what they call a mediator. There has to be somebody in the middle to bring the two points together to come to an agreement. Hallelujah, God. That's why it's so important. Because if you start going against what's in this word, how can you be a follower of Christ Jesus? It's impossible. Because now you're going to start disagreeing with that. And see, what people have a problem with, see, when you, it's not part of the scripture today, what I'm saying, like in Matthew 5:44, when it tells you to pray for your enemies, people don't want to do that.
Right.
They say, how in the world are you going to tell me to pray for somebody who don't like me?
Mm.
That don't make no sense. And that's why people outside of the church think a lot of us are weak-minded for doing so. Think we're passive, docile. Because the word says to pray for your enemies and forgive those that do things against you. And just some people feel they just can't do that. How in the world are you going to have me to pray for somebody that's trying to kill me? That's how people look at it. Or that'll do me harm. That's somebody that's going to do harm to my family and you want me to pray for them? That's how people look at it. If you're going to be a child of the Most High God, well, that's what you're going to have to do. Because all of that, what they did to our Lord and Savior, and I say it all the time, and he still say, Father, forgive them. Because they don't know what they're doing. He expect us to do the same thing. Hallelujah, God. All of they lied on my Savior. How they beat him half the night, blindfolded him, slapped him, pulled his beard out his face, punched him, talking about prophesy who hit you, and all this type of mess. If you the Savior like that, if he went through all of that, ain't none of us did none of that. Ain't none of us out in the streets persecuted in front of thousands of people. Ain't none of us, they about to nail up to a cross. Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
He did that, and he expected his followers to do the same.
Amen.
To forgive those that despitefully use us. Now see, people got an issue with that. They got an issue. See, when they read, Bishop, because I see this. I see it on social media. I see other things. They'll highlight the part where it says, servants, be obedient to your masters. What masters? What are they talking about? I'm serious. They say that. They say, what are they talking about? Be obedient to your masters. He said, see, that's why y'all Christians so darn weak. They say that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And see, because if you know your history, but see, a lot of times that's what the masters used against slaves and all of that type of mess to try and get them to do things. But it's also a part in there that says, masters, do as just and equal to your servants. Because you too have a master in heaven. That's see, they didn't read that part to the slaves.
Right.
It says to treat your servants equal and just. Hallelujah, God. Believe that. I ain't mistaken. That's Colossians chapter 4, verse 1. It tells you right off the rip about that. You're supposed to do as just and equal. You ain't supposed to be ruling everybody with whips and all of that type of foolishness. But see, they didn't go by that. Hallelujah, God. Division.
Yes.
Division. Because see, people want to do, because we are by nature, we're selfish people. We don't want to look out for nobody else.
Uh-huh.
If it's not good, you know, if it's meant, that's why it's so hard for people to give money to the church.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah. Because see, you're putting something in a plate, see, and you ain't getting nothing back. Mm-hmm. See, you're used to giving something and getting something back. But here it's hard for people just to put in to pay for a building fund or whatever the case may be. Don't nobody want to do that because you ain't getting nothing right back. Because you're used to a transaction, an exchange. You can go anywhere else. You can go to all kind of stores and buy all kinds of stuff. Stuff that ain't got no kind of Christ in them. All kind of alcohol, cigarettes. You buy marijuana, all of that. You can spend $50 on a bottle of liquor. But darn if you go put $50 in the offering plate. You ain't going to do it.
Yep.
Why? Because you figure that's too much money. But you ain't got no problem paying for that Hennessy and Coke. None at all.
All right.
You'll do that. You'll do that. But you ain't got no problem doing that. But when it comes to the house of God, you want to put in the very, and you said years ago, bitch, they just wearing George out, wearing George Washington out. You get them little dollars, but you ain't giving no Benjamins, you ain't giving no Franklins.
Oh, right, you better say it.
They ain't do that. See, that's too much. But anything else, all you just want to give as little as possible and want God to give you the biggest blessing ever. It don't work that way. If you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. That's the word.
That's the word.
You sow abundantly, you reap abundantly. That's the word. Now we have to be in agreement about that, saints of God. I can't stress it enough. Hallelujah, God. Because division that separates, it divides. Hallelujah. And God is not about that. That's why he said what God had put together, let no man separate or divide when it's talking about marriage.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God. One accord. When it also says, like, in marriage counseling, when it talks about the spouses, says to keep her, to cherish her, to honor her, and forsaking all others.
All right now.
Forsaking all others.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah, God. As soon as you violate that, that's being out of an agreement.
Uh-huh.
Forsaking, that means forgetting about. Hallelujah, God. Mm-hmm. I made that vow to my wife to forsake all others, and that's how it's supposed to be. My wife got all I need at the house. I don't need to have to go outside to get anything else.
All right.
Hallelujah, God. Forsaking all others. We say that. We got to stand by that. And as long as you're standing by that, you can be in one accord and everything is fine.
Amen.
Because remember, that's part of the house. And if the house is divided, it won't stand. If it's divided against itself, my Lord. Always put Jesus first and foremost. Be equally yoked with somebody. Hallelujah, God. I can't go out hanging with people all the time that don't believe in what I believe in. If all the guys that I grew up with and they don't believe in that, then how can we just always be together all the time? That means they ain't trying to hear nothing I got to say because they don't agree. Hallelujah, Lord. We got to be in agreement, so therefore I can't go to certain places. I can't do certain things. I can't read certain books. I don't do the things that I used to do, amen, because that don't agree with my spirit now. Hallelujah, God. You can't go to the gentleman's club and you call yourself a man or woman of God.
Right.
Hallelujah, God.
Right.
Why do you want to see people walking around half naked and naked and whatnot, and you call yourself being in church every Sunday?
Mm.
That's not in agreement. That's right. That's lust. Things happen there.
Mm-hmm.
Places like that have destroyed marriages because you're spending all your money in the strip club and at the house. It happens. People are always walking around with all these singles in their pockets all the time. There's a reason for that. Hallelujah, God. I know what God used to do. I said, man, you need to stop all that foolishness. All them $1 bills in your pocket. I know what you're doing. And you start laughing. You got to be in agreement, saints. Don't let nothing outside of your home break up your home. Hallelujah,
amen,
God.
Amen.
Keep the money, keep the love, keep the peace, keep all of that on the inside and be in agreement. Hallelujah, God. Christians loving one another. We got to be in agreement. Shouldn't be arguing and disagreements and all of that. In the church, a musician, real good. I think he was the choir director and all that. Do you know sometimes the music director leave, you got some saints that'll leave right along with them?
Yep.
What you come there for? You come to hear the music or you come to hear the word?
Come on.
Know what it's going to be? You mean to tell me the music director leave, saints is leaving with them?
Oh, yes.
My God. So you ain't there for the right reasons in the first place in the house of God.
Man. Say it, preacher.
You come there for a totally different reason. And now you mad because they don't want to pay you or you feel that what you worth and now you leaving? So what you playing for? You got all that gift to do this that God has given you. But long as the money is right, you'll be right there. My God. Is that what it done got to now?
Oh, yeah.
You totally out of agreement when it says you can't have two masters.
Right.
You can't. The word says that. You can't serve God and serve mammon. You go love one and hate the other.
That's right.
It says don't do that. You can't have two. So who do you love? That would just blow my mind to see a music director leave and saints of God going right with him. Mm-hmm. I'm like, my good, my goodness. A guy told me that some years ago. I said, well, what they there for? I told you, man, I said, if a church ain't got a good choir, I ain't coming. That's what you come for the singing. That's it. No word. I can go to a church, you ain't got to sing one word. If that word is coming forth, I'm happy. But that's just me now.
Amen.
But I'm not coming there just to hear singing. And then if the singing ain't no good, then I ain't coming there. I mean, there's so many different reasons and excuses why people use not to come into the house of the Lord. My God. I guess what we have, a little praise team, that ain't good enough. It got to be a 50-member choir, a 100-member. So we ain't got no mass choir here. We have a praise team here. It's all giving glory to God. That's the bottom line.
Amen.
Whether it's one person up here or two, it don't matter. It's giving glory to God. Hallelujah, God. Everybody out in the pews, everybody can join in and sing. It can be one big mass choir that way. We all join in and sing. It's all giving glory to God. Be on one accord in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Yes, Lord.
And be in agreement. Because if you're not, your house, your church, this nation, all of that can divide and it's going to fall because we're not on one accord. That's why it's very important that we pray for this nation every day. Because it's so sharply divided between political parties. And you have to pray for to be on one accord in agreement. It's a shame that can't nothing get passed all because of who you politically affiliated with.
Right.
And you can't get in no agreement all because of that. It might be a good idea, but no, you that side, and I can't agree with that. I ain't gonna look right agreeing with that. So I can't do it. So I'm gonna toe the party line over here. It might be good and it might help the nation, but it ain't gonna look good if I step aside and agree with you. You got a couple of radical ones that might flip back and forth, but that ain't enough. It should be an agreement. That's why you hear in the news all that bipartisan. That means both sides coming together. But not everything is partisan, only one side and all of that type of mess. And that's why this nation is how it is. And you have to pray for this nation. Hallelujah, God. No matter who is sitting in the White House, Republican, Democrat, Independent, you got to pray for them. Pray that their soul get right. Pray that they do what's best for this nation and not the party.
That's right.
You even have Christians that can't even get along, evangelicals and all that, can't even get along. Even Christians are divided politically and all of that type. And that starts arguments. And men, brothers and sisters in Christ should not be arguing, especially over politics. So that's why some people say they don't discuss politics because it leads into an argument. Some people, that's why they say. That tells you how deeply divided this place is. Hallelujah.
All right, God. All right.
If the Bible sits here and tells you that it's okay to discipline your children, but then you have a certain sect of people that says, no, it's not okay to discipline your children. But what the word say? You call yourself a child of God? Don't the word say that in here? But yet you will say, no, that's not good because it destroys them mentally? That type of garbage? Hallelujah, God. My Lord. Division. We got to do better, saints of God. We got to follow this word. We got to continue to pray. We got to continue to be on one accord with one another. Hallelujah, God. Each and everybody stand to their feet. Amen. Bless your holy name. Oneness is so important in church, in marriages, in the community. Division starts arguments, it starts fights, And obviously it starts wars. Why? Because there's disagreement. You're not in agreement. Very, very, I can't stress enough the importance of being on one accord. Let us pray. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for this word on today, God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord, for just who you are, God, and all that you're doing, all that you've done, God. Father God, I pray, Heavenly Father, in this place, that the body of Christ, Father God, be in one mind, one accord, in Jesus' name. Let the word say, with one mouth and one mind, hallelujah, God, to glorify your name, God. Apostle Paul said, let there be no divisions among you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, because the common denominator is you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, that we can all be in agreement to give you praise and to give you honor and to glorify your name and to serve you, Father God, with gladness and to serve you with the fullness of heart in the mighty name of Jesus. One accord. I pray that every marriage, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, is on one accord, God. Praying for husbands and wives to love one another unconditionally in the mighty name of Jesus, to be on one accord, God. I pray, Father God, that children, Heavenly Father, grown children and their parents, Lord, can be on one accord in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I believe that church doctrine eventually, hallelujah, God, will be on one accord. And all it is just to serve you, God. Just to serve you and to love one another in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Jesus, let that be the doctrine. What the word says is simple. Just follow what the word says, God. And I pray that flesh does not get into it when it comes to making bylaws and things, God. But just do what the word say do in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oneness. Even the word says that he hates an individual that sows discord. That's being not an agreement. Starting lies, spreading lies, starting rumors. Hallelujah, God. That's not being on one accord in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We must not do that. I pray, Father God, that we pray for one another in Jesus' holy name, God. Pray for one another. Pray with each other. Hallelujah, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Praying, Heavenly Father, Lord, for people's health and their wealth and their well-being in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Being happy when something good happens to somebody and there's no jealous spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. No envy, God. We're praying, Heavenly Father, for the best for each and every one in here, that they receive the best and be their best. And let us pray for those who do despitefully use us, God. Let us pray for those that we know if they don't like us, God. Let's continue to pray for them anyhow in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless your holy name, God. Family members praying for one another, being on one accord in Jesus' holy name. Lord, we love you. Lord, we give you honor. Lord, we give you praise. In Jesus' holy name, we lift up your holy name, God. Amen. Bless your name, Jesus. If there's anybody desiring prayer, the altar is open in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Bless your name, Jesus. My Lord, my God. Hallelujah.